further ado, let's get started. Welcome to the Love Life Legacy Podcast. Love Life Legacy Podcast.
We desire to share our love, life, and legacy with the hopes that it inspires, compels, and challenges others. We're all about growth and leveling up, and that is what we aim to do. Now, something that we would like everyone to understand is that this podcast is based on our opinions, framed from our life's experiences and perspectives. This is not to say that we are right and you're wrong. This is merely to challenge and elevate our lives, your life, and the conversations that surround the topics we speak on. Welcome to the Love Life Legacy Podcast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are going to be talking tonight. Which is going to be a follow-up conversation to the our last conversation about gender roles. You know, we had a really good conversation last time, and we just wanted to add on to that based on something that we came across when we were just scrolling, you know, Facebook and just trying to, you know, find out what we were actually going to talk about again. And we came across this video on YouTube pertaining to gender roles, and this is this doctor that actually talked about women marrying down and how the new age woman is just different and how it just looks different in the dynamics of relationship. And that was definitely something I wanted to share with you guys, just to get you guys' take on it, and then we'll talk about it. So here it is, check it out.
Successful single women falling for men who just happen to earn less than they do. And it's bringing out some disapproving comments from friends and family. But is there an upside to marrying down? Sonia Rhodes, a couples therapist and the author of The Alpha Woman Meets Her Match, joins me now to talk about her essay in Saturday's Wall Street Journal. Hi, Sonia. Thanks for being here. So you really see this all the time. Women are getting these kind of snarky comments about men they choose to marry just because they earn less.
Well, you know, it's a whole new cultural change. If you think about it, the alpha woman today, and that's why I call him the alpha woman meets her match. The alpha woman today is a generation of women who are strong, assertive, confident women who are natural leaders. So they've been moving into the careers and making a tremendous amount of progress. And you know, today, if you look at any of the statistics, it's amazing. 97% of the cities in the United States, and that is not just in LA and New York, that's across the board, women, young women, college-educated women, are making more money than men.
And of course, we also know women are getting more college degrees. Women are pursuing more advanced degrees. Can we really still hold out this notion that women should be ending up with men who are more educated or more successful or making more money?
Well, you know, I think the idea of marrying up is an old-fashioned idea. I really sort of went out with the maybe the 70s and 80s. Certainly, it is, you know, not applicable today, because look at the numbers. I mean, basically, if there are more women graduating from college and graduate school and more women making more money than men at younger ages, women have to make other kinds of choices. And for alpha women today, really the best partners for them in other ways, not just in terms of money, but in other ways, is a supportive partner. They need a partner who is going to care about their goals, is going to support their achievements, as she is his. It's not just a one-way street. So women are looking, you know, not so much at alpha men. When they get together with alpha men, alpha women, there's a kind of a clash. There are power struggles. There's, you know, some, you know, real fight for dominance and control. And it usually doesn't work out. So even though alpha men seem to be the most attractive partner and have been considered the most desirable partner, they are really not the best partner for a strong career woman.
I feel some type of way. I do.
Wow.
I feel some type of way about this.
Wow.
On so many levels.
Okay. okay, career woman.
I do. I feel like wow. I was an alpha woman.
Hold on now.
Go ahead. Me being career driven at such a young age, I feel like I was an alpha woman, and you took that from me. And I feel
that's very strong words.
I had to succumb to being a beta woman.
Ooh.
Because you are an alpha. And I just realized that today.
Oh.
So I feel some type of way.
Oh, my
you laughing,
God.
But I'm for real. Because that lady said that alpha women basically cannot be with an alpha male. And when I look across how many, because we like saying, you know, strong black woman. Yeah, we like, you know, for my non-black sisters, you know, strong women in general or whatever. And we look for, because we're taught to look for these nice, strong men or strong black men. And we not compatible with them because somebody has to become the beta or gamma or whatever you may be. And I just feel like I was robbed. Because of your alphaness, both of us couldn't be an alpha.
No, both of us couldn't.
And I don't know, but I ain't gonna take the conversation.
No, you don't have to take it.
I'm a little salty.
You didn't even have to get started off.
Because I heard that lady say that again.
I hear you.
Okay,
can we get off of us for a second?
Okay.
All right. That lady said that statistically speaking, we have more women.
Mm-hmm.
Making more money,
yeah.
Getting higher education,
which is me.
Okay,
my cord, which is me.
Right.
Uh huh.
Right.
Higher education.
Right.
Making more money.
I get that, but you didn't.
So am I still the alpha?
You had the ability to be so, but I'm not saying that's what exactly you started out as, and because we started our lives so early. You didn't have the chance
to
grow.
Me.
I didn't rob you. Can we not keep this on us
for
a second?
Sorry.
I want to talk to some of the because you have your mate. You have your.
I do.
You got your catch. You got your man. But not
I was
every.
Caught, but okay.
Not every man. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Not every woman has that yet, and they are still looking. And since we're dealing with what this doctor said, we're dealing with the statistics. Okay, so career oriented, driven women.
Yes.
Women that are about their business.
Have influence.
They have influence. They are well educated. They don't need a man.
They can handle things by themselves.
Boom, check it. Are they looking for love through the right lens when it comes to the man being an alpha?
Not according to that doctor, because if she is an alpha female,
mm-hmm.
she would not be compatible to an alpha male. So
this is my thing though. Okay, are we saying alpha as far as leader and dominance, or I think we need to define alpha, because you know, I think sometimes how we perceive an alpha man, we need this dominant, this Leo, this, you know.
I get it, because before I looked into what an alpha man was, and I found this, and I'll share it to the group a little later. I found this comparison between a beta male and an alpha male, and I was quite surprised, because in my mind, when I thought of an alpha male, I thought of, you know, a tall, strong, about his business, dominating male that shows that he has authority and, you know, who doesn't play with people and, you know, whatever. I saw more of the stature, and I thought more of, you know, how he talks and how he controls. And I thought all of those are more of abrasive
that
things.
That big dog on campus.
Yeah, like roo, roo, roo. But yeah, when I thought of an alpha male, I only thought of those types of traits. You know, so in my mind, you know, sorry, brothers, but if you were my height, you know, my mind, you ain't alpha. But, you know, that was my perception, and that was wrong to have that perception, because I was looking at it through my ideas as what it takes to be an alpha man. Like, you can't be short. You got to be this and you got to be that. But once I did a little bit of research and trying to find the different similarities, it immediately draw me to the internal, you know, core characteristics of what separates a beta male from an alpha male.
Right.
And for a beta male makes demands, a alpha male states his demands.
Mm.
And even right there, I was a little thrown off, but I just kept reading. a beta male, you know, has a hidden agenda. An alpha male is transparent with objectives. Another one that really got me is that a beta male makes excuses and an alpha male does not make excuses.
Hold on, pause. I got to stop you. Please go back to the first one.
A beta male makes demands and an alpha male states desires.
Okay, boom. Check this out. Now, let's deal with this pretend alpha man for a second. When you have a man that wants to lean on the side of traditionalism and he says, I want my wife to cook and clean.
Yeah. Gender roles.
Right. Because we're talking about gender roles. Are we saying that that man is a beta because he's not willing to bend?
Based on my research, that is a beta male. That is not an alpha.
Because an alpha, what is it? He
states
his desire. So he would say, babe, you know, I've always had an idea of what I wanted my woman to be. And, you know, my ideal would be, you know, cooking and cleaning. But with you doing that, I'm going to help and pull my weight as well.
Yeah, because the other characteristics is that an alpha male is a compassionate communicator, where a beta male is a hostile communicator.
Wow.
So even when you're stating your desires, the way you communicate that is driven differently from an alpha male and a beta male.
Oh, my God.
So
this is so good.
It was good when I read it. A beta male says yes when he really wants to say no, and with an alpha male, no means no. And a beta male fails to communicate boundaries, but an alpha male communicates clear boundaries.
So you have to state your desires, clearly and effectively communicate.
Yeah, you're a compassionate communicator. And when I thought of alpha, I didn't think compassion. Right. I thought it was more of your, you demanding. Know, demanding side, because you can get there, but right. that's not your natural character to be demanding. So I'm like, dang, so I have to change. It was a paradigm shift to realize what a beta male really was, because right. if you really think about it, what I thought was alpha was really beta. And then when you look at these characteristics of a beta man, it really speaks to a very insecure male.
Wow.
And I'm like, dang, like, you know, when you watch TV, like, okay, everybody know the Tina Turner story.
Yes.
Ike, you would think Ike is an alpha. But no, Ike was a beta.
Big
you
facts.
Know, and but you know what? I think we did know that, because like when we think of men that hit women,
right?
They don't really, say they really punk men,
because real men would say, "I wish that he would try to hit me
right.
like he hit that
and
woman."
And an alpha man would say that.
Would say
but
that.
The man that hit a woman thinks he's an alpha.
Oh my God!
So it's like, man, it's just a whole just paradigm, you know, just realization. And I was really proud of you.
Talk that girl.
Let me
get my eyebrows right.
Only because I thought you were alpha male based on those demanding characteristics of you. You know, yeah, you're a strong male, and yeah, you mean
very
what you say and say. Yeah, you're
yeah,
a phoenix, and I'm thinking because you're unwavering in certain areas that yeah, Jonathan's an alpha. But to realize that you are an alpha, for the way you communicate makes you an
right.
alpha. The soft, what I thought was like, oh, that's Jonathan's soft side. Like, he really a teddy bear, you know?
Yeah.
Those things, I didn't think of you as an alpha for those characteristics. So I was like, oh, my baby, an alpha. A real alpha.
Hey.
A compassionate one.
Hey.
So I thought that was good.
And that's probably why, you know, we were gifted with so many girls. that's probably why, man. It's like, you know, because you and our girls balance me out in that way.
Yeah.
You know, I can't just say what I want to say, how I want to say it. And if I do come too sharp, then I always recant and come back and say, hey, this is what I meant. I don't want you to take it out of context. I'm sorry.
And you know what else? What I like about it is that a beta man wants to understand, but an alpha male seeks to be understood. I really like that a beta man, right?
Right.
Likes to blame things, but an alpha man accepts responsibility.
I love that.
And A beta man is okay with deceiving others, and an alpha male is not okay with deception.
So a beta man is a pretender then.
Yes.
And he would masquerade around like blame he things. Is something he's not, right. And blame others, namely the woman, since mm-hmm. we're dealing with the professional woman who's about a business, or even the woman who hasn't made it yet but is on a grind to get there, mm-hmm. that beta would to either pretend and make himself appear more than what he is, mm-hmm. and then that woman lets her defenses down, mm-hmm. and then come to find out that he ain't nothing what he said.
Pretty much.
Right? But that alpha, mm-hmm. that alpha,
that alpha.
That alpha would be 100 out the gate.
Out the gate. Just a genuine kind of person. And I just really appreciate learning that, because my and I'm sorry, I apologize. In my mind, I categorize guys as rather they're a beta or alpha, by their appearance, or you know, I don't know. I just really thought that it was more of in your face,
for the
not
outward,
in your
not,
face.
Not so much the internal qualities of it. I mean, I get that. I mean, because with culture and our perception and how society has...
dominance and masculinity it is like, and things like that, you know, exactly. I thought that. But taking it back to it in a relationship, you know, when it comes to those alpha females, and I'm not talking about alpha as in a communicator like I was just describing, but alpha in, you know, in purpose, in driven, in appearance, and in dominance, and just doing those types of things. That is a part of, you know, one side or aspect to being an alpha.
Right.
You know, I just think just observing, maybe, and I'm not sure, and I'm not single, you know, some of the alpha sisters may be looking for alpha men, and they just may not be compatible. And to realize that it's okay to have
a beta,
not in a beta in the sense of in this text that I was just reading, but a beta in the sense of a more of a support, like a beta female. I'm a beta female now. and I'll also share this clip to the one to the group too. And a beta, I am the support. I'm the support. I'm more of the backbone. I'm more of the, you know, I'm something for my alpha to rely on. And my alpha can't be an alpha without the beta.
Without, and, right. And how I say it is, my wife balances me out. Because how I go, when I get an idea, when I get a thought, or I want to move, mm-hmm. I shift, boom, mm-hmm. I go, mm-hmm. right? But that can be dangerous.
Yeah.
For my wife and for my family.
Yeah.
So what I do is, when it's time to shift or when it's time to move, I want to punch it. I say, babe, this is what I want to do. And she gives me kind of the sides of the coin that I can't see.
Yeah.
And that balances me, because maybe it's perspective that I haven't considered. Maybe it's something that I haven't viewed or I haven't thought about. And I'm like, okay, you know what, you're right. Now, I have to be careful here, because she doesn't discourage me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. She still wants me to do those things, and she still encourages me to do them, but she makes sure that I move about it tactfully.
Right.
Right? I don't need all my T's crossed and my I's dotted.
You know what? When we're talking about this, because I just heard that it could be confusing, so let me clear up what I was saying in the beginning. So that thing that I was reading from, what it was talking about, separating the beta and the alphas, and it was talking about the betas being more of, you know, people that need work, and the alphas had all these things. That was more so of a side of betas and alphas in communications. And once I share it to the group, you guys understand what I mean. I'm not at all saying that if you are beta, you're a bad person.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
We all have our roles. And once we post with the things that we're reading to the group, you'll understand how we put it all together. I just wanted to clear that up, because I don't want betas to think that they're all those things. But that's just one aspect of being a beta. I'm talking about here in that post of false betas.
Yeah.
People that pretending to be an alpha and they're not. But in real life, we do have betas, and betas are necessary.
Yes, they help
alphas. And
I think that what we were trying to do was we were trying to make sure we drew the line, because we've been in conversation to give context to why we even wanted to talk about that.
Yeah.
We were in conversation and sidebars with guys who think that they are alphas, but they're really betas. And they try to cleave on to the preconceived dominance of what it means to be an alpha. And you know through their actions in their life and how they move, I'm like, bro, come on. It's okay to be who you are, but it's bad to be who you're not.
Right.
And that's what we were trying to draw the line so we can make that separation.
Yeah.
Now, to bring it all together, everybody has their own place.
Yes.
Right. Perspectively, everybody has their own place. Mm-hmm. And it's not bad to be either or. It's okay to be what you are, though.
Right.
And you just have to be okay with who you are.
And be in your role.
And with dealing with the women that we were talking about when we first started with in that clip, the professional woman, the alpha woman, the dominating woman, statistically speaking, the ones that are doing more and better than the men
up front,
and who don't technically need the man, right? Mm-hmm. But want and desire companionship and want and desire relationship and want and desire a man, right? We're asking the question, are they going after alphas when they should be probably open their hearts up for betas?
Right.
You know,
because we all have our roles. And because the gender roles are now switched, you know, to a certain extent, like the women, you know, we're not like it was back in the day when women mostly stayed in the house and, you know, some may have had factory jobs, but, you know, our roles are changing.
It is.
And it's going to continue to change as women become more and more educated. Right now, women has the most degrees.
Right.
Women are, you know, more career women, such and such.
More business women.
Yep. And they may be more upfront.
Business owners.
Yep. So it's like, so they would take more of an alpha stance. And, you know, some men can't handle a woman being an alpha. And with that, in that respect, honey, I think that I'm still an alpha in certain regards. When it comes to...
Yeah, that's what I was like. I don't know what you're talking about.
So in a relationship, in our relationship,
mm-hmm.
I'm the beta because I'm submissive. I'm the more of the submissive to you.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But when it comes to career-driven,
right,
I'm more alpha.
Oh, you doggone right. I call you professional student.
So I'm more alpha. So so it can change.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? Huh?
Brian, you can be both because I just explained it. In our relationship, I am not dominant than Jonathan. I don't seek to be more dominant than Jonathan. I actually like my role as what I play in our relationship as mm-hmm. the wife. But when it comes to our career, I'm the alpha.
Yeah.
So I think you can be both. You know, that's something that I didn't think about before.
That is. So, okay.
But it
so
doesn't
are we
take
saying,
away your alphanism.
No, it doesn't.
If that's
it doesn't.
A word.
No. It doesn't. But I have to be okay with that and not let pride or ego get in the way. So are we saying that the woman, because I have heard guys say this, like, you can be career-oriented and career-driven, but I still expect for you to keep your duties as a wife and mother. You know, usually when they say duties, they usually talk about household stuff. So
yeah,
are we saying because you can be both?
Too. Like, because even in our relationship, no matter how much I do outside, you still expect me to do what I have to do in the inside. Now, I don't do everything. You share the load with me.
Right.
But I can't let my house fall because I'm alpha.
Exactly. So women really, some women, professional, goal-oriented career women, they may be just looking out the window wrong. Right? They may be looking out the window for one particular type of guy to match them that brings me to remembrance of the movie, the Steve Harvey movie,
Think Like a Man.
Mm-hmm. You know, that was one of the storylines in the movie.
Taraji
was playing the career oriented woman
who was married, who was going with the chef,
but she wanted her equal.
Yes.
And a part in Steve Harvey's
but he
book
was her equal.
Well, no, and she, he was her equal according to her needs,
right?
But she wanted her equal to match everything,
right? To have the
money
that she
the
had
status,
the position
power
of authority. Yep. But that's not so, and
that's not so.
And that's not necessarily equal either.
Mm-hmm. And no, she had a wrong understanding of equal.
What equal was.
But equal, you have to look at equal as what completes you as a person.
Yes.
That is what makes a person or a spouse of yours an equal.
Yes.
How do they fill your cup when you're unable to?
Right.
If there are any gaps or blind spots that you can't see, they should be able to defend your blind side.
Yes.
And speak into you as a person, into your love languages, mm-hmm. into your being, into your soul. Actually be able to be your other half.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what she needed, but she was going after what she wanted, even to the point where she rekindled her relationship with her past fling, the CEO, Fortune 500.
And that's what I was trying company. To describe in the beginning. That's what we think, you know, the alpha is and what we need, but we don't look for what completes us and all
Do
of that.
Do you think that women go after that for status?
I mean, maybe so, yeah.
Now, we're dealing with a woman who can take care of her own.
Yeah.
So we...
Because no woman... I mean, I don't know. I can't speak for all
this
women.
Is what I this is what I mean by status. I'm talking about for post and repost. Hashtag black love.
No, but nobody black families. Wants them to take them down either.
No, but you understand what I mean by status, right? For them to feel and be proud that they have that strong man. Yes, you know.
Because society does not. Do you mean to tell me that society looked at what's the guy name who played a cook, the chef? Do you? Really,
I can't remember. His, I can't do remember you? His name.
Okay, let's flip it to one of our girls, Jayla or Ava is Taraji.
Okay.
Okay. CEO. It's a whole whatever, one. Whatever, whatever, it's a whole right? one. And she come home with introducing us to the head cook.
I got some
water on this one. To the head cook at Red Lobster. Right. He ain't got his own place, because we compare him to the movie now.
Whew.
He don't have his own place. He has dreams of opening, starting a food truck. Yeah.
See, okay. That's where I can work with him, though. Now, if we're dealing with the line cook that does not have any aspirations or dreams, but mm-hmm. when I meet him and I shake his hand and he's respectful and I say, hey, man, what are you looking to do?
You would caution your daughter.
I would. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are you looking to do in a few years? Are you looking to move up in management? Are you looking to go to school? Are you looking to...
I'm not the manager type.
What's your dreams? Do you have any goals?
I want to open a food truck.
See, okay, but I'm drawing two different types of people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the one that I was trying to draw was no dreams, no aspirations, no desires. Mm-hmm. Jay, my man ain't gonna work.
Okay.
All right. Same line cook, different scenario. Mm-hmm. Hey, son, what's your dreams? Well, you know, I want to open a food truck one day. Okay, what kind of food do you think you want to be specializing? Well, I may want to do a little bit of Asian fusion or something like that. You know, you looking to have any employees? Well, yeah, I want to be a business owner. I can work with him.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though he hasn't arrived yet and gotten there, at least I know that he'll be working. Because one of the hardest things that I'm going to have to do as a father is hand my daughters off if they desire to be handed off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to trust that whatever man that they love is going to treat and love them with the same reverence and compassion
that
I love them. So I have to make sure that whatever guy comes in their life at least is going to be working
right.
to get somewhere.
But look at the scrutiny that your daughter will have to deal with her counterparts, bringing him on a company job function.
Dang.
And he have to answer to his status, because other men is going to ask, you know, hey, what's going on? You know,
that's
you
the
do?
First question we ask his men. Hey, what work do you do?
You know, Jayla, she's dating a line cook at Red Lobster. You know, you people going to have to deal with that. And she would have to be comfortable with that. So, yes, I do think that people date for status. Because if he came in and said, I own the Red Lobster,
it's different than working at the Red Lobster.
Yeah, so it's like, I think for some people of that stature, you know, having status is important because of the people they surround themselves with.
I don't even know how, dang. You're right, man.
Yeah.
So what if it was me? Let's flip this. What if...
No, go ahead.
What if you're working on your doctorate now.
Mm-hmm.
You had your doctorate degree.
Yep.
You're the vice president of your company.
Oh, woo woo.
You know what you're aiming for. Right.
I'm president of my own company.
Right. Vice president. Oh, making six. President. I'm sorry.
Jeez.
I'm sorry. Can I stick with vice?
Okay, go ahead.
Vice president. You're making well over six figures.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am. I'm just a regular worker.
Mm-hmm.
I work two jobs.
Yep.
And I have a little side hustle.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we lost contact, and then we.
Oh, we ain't been married this whole
no,
time.
No.
Jeez.
We lost contact, but you know, you remember us dating and whatever, and those thoughts and those fond memories never left. Okay, we find each other again. And, you know, some feelings start to rekindle and I ask you out on a date. Now, you move in a circle.
That's career-oriented?
That's career-oriented. You move in a circle that deals with very sensitive items and topics and DC trips and your circle is pretty up there. Would you feel comfortable presenting me as your counterpart to the world?
I think at first I would probably be reluctant, but knowing the person that I am to my core, I would have. And I would have introduced you as who you were. Because at the end of the day, I mean...
Oh, well, that's a hard one.
At the end of the day...
That's a hard one. It's okay. Yeah, you say that now until you get stares from other people.
But you get snickers from other people. But that's why you got to get in front of it. You get side comments. That's why I would introduce you as who you are. I wouldn't let you just walk around and shake people's hand and all of that. I would let people know. It's kind of like, you know, that other movie where the lady was running to be president and she was dating her writer.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you just have to be up front, because if you put your truth in the front, people can't hold it against you.
I got you.
So Aja said, what about being equally yoked? Does it always have to be dominant and a submissive partnership? In my experience, someone has to be dominant and someone is the submissive part. Yeah. Even if the rules flip-flop from person to person, from situation to situation. In my marriage, Jonathan is mostly dominant, but there are some things that I'm dominant on and I'm not wavering. And he just have to join the train. And I think it's a trade-off. What do you say?
I would say it goes back and forth.
Yeah, that's what I just
said. Yeah, yeah, I agree with you.
I think it goes
back and forth. But I wanted to touch on the equally yoked thing, and that's in all honesty.
We talked about that before.
What does that mean? Mm-hmm. That is a question that I think that we're really gonna have to dive into, because of course we use the language comes from the scriptures, right? And you know, and that's another conversation about using that text to really bring an understanding and try to apply it to a real world scenario, especially in 2020. But I think that we do have a misconception of what it means to be equally yoked. And like I was saying before, do you have to be equal in everything? Do you have to be equal in your wage? Do you have to be equal in, you know, your status? Do you have to be equal in your assets, savings? Like, as far as equality, where's the line start and where does it end?
I mean, I can answer that.
Well, I was going to answer it to whatever that other person, however that other person completes you is what makes y'all equal for each other.
Well, yeah, but I think, you know, to more so give a more in-depth answer, I think that you have to be equally yoked when it comes to core values in your mindset. So the equally yoke come from this when the scriptures and talking about that when talk about the animals. So when they had like calves and they had to like walk them, they used to put these yokes on the necks to make sure that they walk together to keep them in alignment, right? And so when we're saying that, you know, people have to be equally yoked, we're trying to saying that how can two walk together lest they agree? So as far as the principle of that, I think you have to be equally understood or have a path forward on what you guys want, what you guys going to achieve, and what you guys believe, you know, in your relationship.
Right.
I do think that you have to have a foundation of a common medium of real values, real expectations at your core, because that's what keep you. If that's equal, then everything else should vary out. But when I hear people talk about equally yoked, I do hear them more so talking about money. It's like finances. It's about, you know, a lot of external like things. Or does he have a car because you have a car? Does he have an apartment because you have a house? But I just think to be equally yoked, it has to be those intangible things that you can't see. It's at the heart of things.
You're right. You want to read the next one?
Brian?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do think they need to be the head chef at some restaurant or something. I mean, everything is with y'all men. Everything is about position and status.
It is.
And I think as, and I think that's why the whole gender role thing comes up so much, is because if the woman is the alpha, what status does that leave for the man?
I can answer that. I can answer that. I can answer that. That woman, because 9 times out of 10, we're talking about a career-oriented woman, it's okay. You already are in your work. It's okay to help your man find his work.
Yeah, you shake him too.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. It's okay to help your man find his work, right?
Or he could help her with her work.
Baby, if she's already there, I said the career-oriented woman. Okay. And because we need to feel like we have some form of status and be proud in what we do, if he's not there, but he has the ability to get there, mm-hmm. help him get there.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm saying. And it's okay to do that. The mindset will be different at the point. I don't know which one should we talk about.
Paulette.
Yeah. Sorry, y'all. We trying to catch up on all y'all comments.
Allison say long shot. What do you mean, Allison? Allison and Paulette, can y'all elaborate? Because, sorry, we trying to keep up.
Yeah, we trying to keep up.
I don't know what part y'all on.
Yeah. Francis. Francis said if it was equally.
That's my work mom.
As you just described, everyone would be single.
Hey, you have to have some core values that are the same that keep people going.
You do.
I remember, if we can have a transparent moment, you know, Jonathan and I had to grow up together. We've been married, you know, basically since we were 18, 19 years old. And in our transitions of us finding out who we were, sometimes our what we wanted at the moment wasn't matching up to our core values.
It wasn't.
And every time we got there, as we was like trying to just learn who we were as, you know, coming adults and things like that, and we come up on these hiccups where it changed something that we already met in the middle at the core, our relationship always got rocky.
But our values always brought us back.
Yeah, brought us back. For some people, you know, their values don't bring them back because they really grow apart, you know.
Right.
You know, so... So it has to be common somewhere.
Next one says, Shante Carr, I have been in the unequal professional situation and it ended up boiling down to being secure within self. Hmm. Okay. That now is the security on your part as the professional or in the guy's part who wasn't there yet? I think that's what I would like to know, because if I'm thinking it from it, looking from the outside in, if I'm the professional, then I would have to be secure in presenting you who hasn't gotten there yet. Oh, man, I just thought about something.
What?
Why is it okay? Sis, thank you for that, because you brought up another point real fast. Why is it okay for a man who is a professional and have reached the pinnacle and is doing his thing to present his wife as, hey, this is my wife, stay-at-home mother.
Because that fits into the norm gender role. It don't say, because, you know, my plan is to make sure you don't have to work, to say, hey, this is my stay-at-home husband. Jonathan, he stays at home with our five
children. But you're making sure that I don't work in the field.
Make sure you don't want to work. You don't have to work somewhere you don't want to work.
Right. I'm going to be building my own.
Yes.
Because it's always been a desire of mine to be a business owner. And I have had always a business mind. And yes. I had goals that I always wanted to reach.
Yes.
But my family comes first.
Yes.
So she's going to position me to be able to work towards that. But I'm definitely not going to be sitting home. Be crazy. But I just thought it's weird. You couldn't ever say.
But there are some stay-at-home dads that actually like their job. They are. I follow
and
them
that's all they do.
Medium. Yes.
And they're fine with that.
And they're fine with that.
They got low meats.
What? You saying that? What? I cannot believe that. Sorry, you guys. Hey.
I don't know, man.
No, I just think that they understand, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, think about this.
If you are a woman and you're making a good enough wage, right? And say you have children, why pay for childcare if your husband staying home could help out?
But as a man, I couldn't just let that be my own job.
But that's you.
You're right. I gotta stop being so judgmental. Yeah, that's my personality, though. Myers-Briggs personality test, y'all. Very good. Maybe we'll spend one day talking about
it. Now, listen.
I'm a strong judger.
Now, thanks to my mother-in-law and we didn't have to pay for childcare.
Right.
But if we had, if I was in a position and we had to pay for childcare for Joy, John John, and Elena, and all we had to do is keep you home, oh, you staying home.
I would stay home, but I'm not saying that I wouldn't do it, but it's the fact of being comfortable and saying, oh, this is all I do. What?
Well, all you probably do for that season.
Baby, you say these men like it.
I mean, those men do like it.
See, I got a problem with
but
that.
But hey, they comfortable in who they are.
They got little meats.
But no, can you stop saying
I'm
that?
Sorry.
If they're comfortable with who they are and what they and understand the value that they bring to the relationship, that's fine.
Oh my God.
Oh geez.
Well, let's say the saying equally yoked is tossed around a lot. People always use it in different ways for different situations. It's a bit overrated in my opinion. Thank you, sis.
That's
it, and my sentiments exactly.
Hey, Haven.
What's going on?
Matthew, don't most seek that they are their equal?
Seek those that are their equal.
Sorry. I wish I could say people do.
I haven't
seen it, but I think naturally you do.
No. Because if we're going to keep it in context of the conversation, we're dealing with the career and successful or driven woman.
Mm-hmm.
So what if their equal that they think that they're supposed to be seeking is superficial and that's not what they really need?
I think that's what I'm identifying with, because right. That's what happens.
Right.
Is that, I think people who are honest with themselves really seek who they need.
Need, right.
Right. But people who are more superficial and more all of that,
because
I think they struggle with finding what they need, because they're not sure what they need.
They're not, or they're guided by what Hollywood
has
programmed them to believe what a man is supposed to be and what they're supposed to be going after. A man should do this. A man should do this. A man should do that.
And I think those type of people miss out on their relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I saw a post or something that I read a while ago, but it was a woman saying that, maybe you talked to me about it, that she ain't gonna be in a relationship with a man if he don't pay all the bills.
Oh yeah, that was me.
Yeah, and I'm like,
you said she did, and I bet she's still single.
You're probably missing out on him, sis.
Sheesh, Louise. Let's go back to the
comments. She agree with me.
That's right.
That's Danielle, actually. She got this cool dame on here talking about Shantae Carr. I know who you are.
Why are you going in the girl? I'm like, oh, sorry. I'm sorry, sorry, sis. Oh, my. Yeah, you will never testify for me. I'm just laughing.
Asia, if you are a dominant female, a breadwinner in your relationship, I think it's easy for your partner to begin to resent you, and it's embarrassing for them. That happens a lot.
That does happen a whole lot. Now let me ask this question, sis. Now, in a relationship, and you don't have to share if you don't want to, but I do have a question about it. Did your partner start resenting you while you were actively helping them to succeed, or did you just use them as far as a partner in a relationship only while you solely concentrated on your work and getting ahead?
Like, I don't think that really matters. I think some people are insecure.
Because I'm asking, I'm asking this for a reason. If you're
go ahead,
helping,
Asia.
If you're helping me
mm-hmm.
get somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and you're using your education and your resources to do it, could I really still resent you for helping me try to win?
Yes, because envy is real.
But you're helping me
it
try to win.
It doesn't matter. Some people have to be the people on top, or they don't want no help.
That's so true.
That is, you know, not even when it comes to relationship. It can be your friends, your family, your church people, whatever. Some people just don't like, because it's you that's ahead of them, they don't like it.
Dang.
And they resent you for it.
Makes it, I'll be crying.
You try.
Yeah.
He even talking, oh my God. What part y'all laughing at, man?
When I say, man, hello, me.
Oh, jeez. Please don't say that again.
Okay,
I'm sorry. You are banned from saying that.
I'm sorry.
So Haven and her husband are total opposite with moral equality and values.
And that's what...
I think y'all share the same core values.
No, she said, and I are total opposites with moral equality and values.
I think moral equality and values may be different, but the core value of
she's saying they have moral,
is same.
No, she's saying the moral equality and values are the same.
No, she's saying they're total opposite.
Can you clarify?
She said Travis and I are total opposite with
Moral equality and values.
Yes.
Y'all share the same.
Of what we talking about. Y'all may not agree on like political stances. Stuff. Yeah, but at
the core, y'all share the same. We know y'all.
Family, y'all share the same.
And if y'all are different, you going to make him be what you want him to be because he little enough for you to beat him. I'm just
like, I'm just like that.
I'm going to try you, my dog.
Megan.
Yeah, y'all, I agree with you on the little, you know, thank you, sis.
Hey, y'all better stop saying
no, because it makes, man, listen.
Hey, we not. Okay. We not. This is a family wholesome podcast.
I know. Just men compensate for different reasons, and that being one of them. Either they overcompensate or they undercompensate. But that is a reason, a big reason for why they either do one of them over
why
or under.
Just can't. Well, you know what? You know, when we were doing our research on looking at the different alpha and betas, we did learn about gammas and sigmas and all those other ones.
Yeah.
So they may fall in one of those categories and, you know, and be content with who they are.
I guess, man. I don't know. See, Haven said we are liking our values. I told you. Yeah. Thank you.
Taba, you wrong for that, yeah.
No, but yeah. Getting back to the conversation that trying to air out, get through all those topics. Help me. I'm stuttering. All the comments.
Oh, the comments. Thank you. Oh, sorry. Lord. I was like, where are you?
Come on, partner.
That?
Come
I'm
on,
trying,
equal.
I'm trying.
You know, we wanted to have this conversation. Because we really want to see relationships begin
and continue
and thrive.
But we can't get hung up on gender
we
rules.
We can't get caught up on that. And ladies, you know, your equal is your equal. And if y'all are the big dogs right now, y'all winning, y'all on top, man. I'm seeing more successful women handle their business than ever before. Then I would have to ask you guys, are you sure you're going after the right qualified men
that completes you?
Or you think you may need to adjust your scope just a little bit? I'm not telling you to accept anything. No, you never accept anything less than what you know you're supposed to get. Your queens, your bosses, you're on top.
You gotta be careful telling certain women.
Because
them be the ones that say he gonna pay all the bills by himself.
No, that's not the ones I'm talking about.
But you put a blanket statement out there, they might take that and apply it to them.
I'm talking about the ones that are on top. I ain't talking about the ladies that ain't doing nothing. I'm talking about the bosses that woman was talking about in the clip in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. And like
talking about
women
the career oriented.
And the woman on the movie, the character that Tajri P. Henson played, she felt that way too.
That she's the boss?
Yeah, she knew she was
the boss. I know, that's what I'm talking about.
And she had to humble herself and marry somebody that was less
than
her.
We ain't saying I'm different.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard it different.
No, we ain't saying the same thing. Well, it's okay to adjust your scope a little bit. And if that is in the sense of humbling yourself, not accepting anything, especially not disrespect, it's okay to do that. We want to see you thrive. We want to see you in a relationship. We want to see you build. We want to see families. We want to see you grow. We want to just see strong, unified homes, making marriage great again, like one of our other conversations were. Marriage is, for us, one of the most precious things that I think we've ever committed our lives to, ever. And how our relationship got so strong and our marriage became so strong is because we really worked hard as we grew together to identify certain things like this, you know, not being afraid as a man to take the back seat and let my woman lead in certain areas, and her taking the back seat and let me lead. This is a team. We are partners. You know, I don't always have to have the upper hand, even in arguments. Even in, you know, conversations, even in ideals, how we raise our kids, I don't always have to be right.
Right.
Right. And it goes the same with her. Right. We find middle ground, and our values is our leading force that help us find the middle ground, because the goal is to make the singletons win.
Yes.
And however we have to shift, move. We have to make us win.
Yeah. So Asia answered you.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
She said, oh, you found it?
Yeah, right here. Oh. Not necessarily my situation, just what I've observed. When the woman began to excel in her career, her male partner, who was stagnant in his career and education, began to resent her success. He began to distance himself, and even when his wife was trying to build with him, the insecurity of being less than started to destroy the relationship. That's why I feel like potential is not enough. When deciding on a partner, I need you to meet me where I'm at, man.
I have seen where some people went, you know, to a relationship off potential, and the potential never happened. So that's why you gotta make sure the core of that person is who they are, man.
Yeah.
But
I also don't want to count out that
because some people with potential are ready for a relationship, and they do need that companionship, that team effort to catapult them to where they need to go.
Right.
But because you have those people pretending, mm-hmm. you end up looking at their potential, but they're not authentic with who they are and where they are inside.
And you ignore red flags.
And you ignore red flags, because people do ignore red flags.
You don't question their upbringing. You don't question their family.
You don't ask about their history. You don't
ask anything.
You don't ask the right questions. So you end up looking at just their potential and not them as a total person.
Exactly.
And, you know.
So.
And Francis, look for a man that speaks to your heart, your soul, and your values, not your bank account ego. Mm. Yeah. And you know, sometimes, Francis, I think that's hard for some people to do. And not to do when they seek in relationships. I think sometimes they forget about that when they're in relationships. You know, and the reason why I say that, because most people get divorced over money.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not sure, because there's different variances and variables of what happened in relationships, and I don't know why, but when I just read materials about divorces and reason why relationships aren't successful, it always got something to do with that bank account. They really don't talk about love. And I think in some instances, love don't be enough. You know, because...
Oh, did they ever really love?
Yeah, that's the question. You know how much love they really had.
Man, we are trying to... be as progressive as we can in our understanding and how people do their relationships. But even with us and how we do our relationship, we know everybody's relationship is different.
Yes.
But the level of love that we try to stay on and improve every day, we share everything with each other, including finances. And that topic, when we talk to people that's in relationships or is designing relationships,
always share bank account.
They say, whoa, y'all do what?
Yeah. We share a bank account.
I say we have our own, you know, we have our allowances that we share.
And Jonathan gives out the allowance.
And I give it because I handle the money, which, oh my God.
I don't see my paycheck.
When we say I handle the money and she don't look at the account, that's especially with women, girl, you stupid.
Yeah, they think I'm dumb.
Stupid.
Like, what?
What?
You don't like no.
And
I got access to it.
100%.
I can go in whatever account I want to anytime.
Shift money around.
If I wanted to draw everything Jonathan owns, I can.
She can. She has absolutely.
I don't have a desire.
So when we ask, is love was love really the primary thing in between? It's because how we do love. And we can only speak from our perspective, like we say at the beginning. How we do love, we share everything. But we just can't understand.
The reason why we can't, honey, is because we had the same bank account since we were 18 years old.
That is true.
You know, you have people that started their lives together when they're in their 30s, when they're in their late
20s. They already have
their thing. So they, you know, ain't going to start off sharing. Or may not even get to sharing the way that we do.
We heard a statistic.
Just so young.
We can't keep talking about this, because this is a whole conversation within itself with finances.
Yeah.
But even just real quick, I even heard that there is a large statistic where spouses or people in relationship don't even share their salaries.
Oh yeah, I know people like that. I do.
I just.
It's a thing. It's because it's like
we wonder why money is the number one reason.
Maybe because there's an insecurity divorce. There.
And I get that. But in order to love and love strong, there has to be a level of vulnerability to cast out insecurity.
They do, but they got to get there.
It has to be. You can't get there if you don't try.
Listen, if I'm in my, I'm about to be 33. If I just met you.
That is true.
We ain't that close.
Same here. But will we ever?
It just
some depends. People don't even entertain the idea. I'll never.
Because of their past hurt, you don't know what that person been
that
through.
Is true. That's
you
true.
You know, so.
We'll save that for the conversation.
Yeah.
We'll save that for the conversation. So. That's a good one.
Megan said, I like that. Take advantage of each other's strengths. You have to.
You do.
And you got to compensate for each other's weaknesses.
You do. Absolutely.
Yep. Potential can never move. For some people, potential just ain't enough. Yeah. But if you find the right person, that's potential can be everything.
Absolutely.
Megan shared bank account too. It's hard for me to imagine it any other way.
Yes,
it's hard for us.
I can't. I don't know how we would do it because we every facet of our life.
Now, Asia says she cannot imagine sharing her bank account with anyone. Get it, Asia?
Oh, sis,
I
guess, man. I don't know, man.
It's just. That's what it was. Well, I think we summed up this conversation.
Yeah, we did. We did.
So before we go, I had another point I wanted to talk about briefly. I don't know how many of you listen to the Ricky Smiley show. So I'm switching gears off the gender roles and I'm going into something else. So
we about to make this a longer hour conversation.
It's already been an hour?
Girl, we have 56 minutes.
Oh, dang.
We can talk.
That was fast.
We can talk. We can talk. Yeah, all good information, but we can hold a conversation.
Yeah.
I mean.
So, I don't know. Should I share it? Should we share it next time?
Is it a precursor?
I guess.
No, it's not.
It's not a precursor.
Let's set it up for the next conversation.
Okay. So, that's it then.
No, set it up for the next conversation.
Oh, but it's really a short conversation. I don't want to talk that long on it.
We will. Go ahead.
Okay. So anyways, on the Ricky Smiley show this week, if y'all listen to Ricky Smiley show, Eva Marcel has a segment called Eva's Corner. And this week, this is something that baffled me. She was talking about, does body count matter, right? Ooh. And Eva was saying that there's a double standard among men and women. You know, women want men with more sexual experience and men want women with less sexual experience. And Eva, you know, was transparent and said that her and her husband they didn't ask each other questions. She doesn't know his body count. She don't think she should know. And Gary, if y'all familiar with the show, he said it does matter. Ricky Smiley said Ricky Smiley said that he just want to know if she has been with one of his frat brothers or a comedian, because he need to know in case he bring her on the red carpet. You know, Rock T said him and his wife Crystal, they didn't have the conversation, but if it's somebody he knew, he needs to know. And Eva ended it with this final thought. She was saying that body count does matter, but, you know, if you can't be hurt by it if you don't tell. So she was saying that it matters, but don't say anything. Keep it a secret. And I strongly disagreed with that because that principle does not apply anywhere else. Yeah. If you are buying a car.
Make it say, oh man, not the body count.
If you are buying a car and you paying this rate for it.
You get the Carfax.
You get the Carfax. Okay, it has, you know, two owners. It got about, 10,000 miles.
That's a sticky one here.
10,000 miles on it. Okay, I'm willing to pay, whatever. But if you get that Carfax for a 2019 car that has, 2019, last year.
2019 got 70,000 miles.
That's too high for 1 year.
But we
gonna say last year car, it got 30,000 miles on it.
Okay.
But it had six owners in 2019. And they still charging you top dollar for that car. would right. you get in that car? Or if you're buying a house, say the house was built in 2017 and that house already had 8 owners.
Mm.
And they charge you, you probably somebody would say you can't equate people, but I'm talking about people to those types of things. But I'm talking about an investment, because a relationship is an investment, and problems and past has its way of, you know, raising this hairy head in different situations when you try to cover up things for your past and don't deal with things in your past. So I feel as though you should have the conversation before you're invested, but I have to know. Now, rather the person, you honest or not, I need to know.
Oh,
and that's just how I feel. And I think the only reason why people say don't tell is because they're ashamed of their past. But we now, have to understand
is
that
it,
everybody has a past, and that's
these,
okay.
Are these miles and owners a gender-neutral thing?
Yeah.
Does it? Okay, so you're saying...
I think men should know about
because she talked about a double standard.
Yeah, okay. I don't believe in the double standard.
I do.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't think, because she was saying that women want a man that has a lot of sexual experience. And she was saying, and I don't believe that. I don't believe all women want a man that have been through a bunch of women. I don't believe that. Now, I do agree with men proud and they want virgins. I do believe that. But I don't believe that as a woman, I have to have somebody that I've been through a few people.
You want, okay, first of all, you turn and tell me that a woman don't want a man that know how to work that pole. When y'all can literally, go and buy a pole and work it the way y'all want to.
I don't think it matters because you don't matter how many people it doesn't matter how many people you have had. You still have to have a conversation about how you want it. So he could have $50 million. So it's a conversation. No, babe, I don't like that. Yes, honey, I like this. No, that ain't for me. I don't do that. I mean, I just think you should have a conversation to guide one another on those preferences. But I don't feel as though we should have secrets like that. I just don't. Well,
you're right. I mean, check this out. It's still a double standard, though. I've been reading the comments while you were talking. Okay. It's still a double standard because a woman with that many miles and that many owners are still going to be looked at differently than a man,
that has that many miles and that many owners. If that man loves her, it does not matter. Kanye don't care about Kim. Don't make me go down the celebrity.
No. What? That's a lie. Because he complains, and it's been proven that he complains. And they did a clip when he was on the... Hear me.
Go ahead.
He complained about how she dressed and said that she needed to dress. And... her partners, one of in particular, Nick Cannon.
Yeah, but he accepted.
Kept talking about how he smashed.
But he accepted that.
If he accepted it, why would somebody talk about it? He get mad.
Knowing who she was and understanding who she may have slept with, Kim didn't come to him. Oh, I only had two partners. Or Kim didn't come to him wholly unbowed. He understood what he was dealing with and what he married. He just don't want her to be talked about by those exes anymore, and he don't want her dressing seductively. But because he loved Kim for who Kim is, he accepted that about her.
And that's for that man, and I'm glad that he can love her in spite of, but the world still look at Kim as a whole.
But he doesn't. If she found somebody that love her. So what I'm saying is, in a relationship,
I'm talking about how the world is going to look at
that. The world ain't in their relationship.
Okay.
He put a ring on it.
Okay.
I'm saying you should be transparent about your, because I can't speak for anybody else. I'm just saying that I just don't agree with that, but that's just me.
So be transparent. Share the number of partners that you've been with.
I mean, some people
have
can't
an open conversation
it.
About it. As a man, my ego too shallow and too weak and too fragile for me to have handled if you had a high body count. I'm just be real with
that
you.
That ain't her problem.
No, I'm just talking about me. Men have fragile male egos, and I
but
don't think.
But how can men care about body count when they willing to smash everything?
Fragile male ego.
I just
said
you.
That. We
what
that's
say?
Just us. It's definitely double standard.
What'd you say? Yeah, women are judged more harshly for their body count.
Exactly.
I do agree. And I disagree that should happen. I think miles on both people.
Mm.
Yeah. LaToya said, I don't want a man with a lot of sexual partners. The number doesn't dictate the quality of his experience. I agree.
That is true.
Number one, Charleston too small for that.
Oh, my God.
But we ain't going to talk about that.
My God.
But in society, it's expected men to have the experience. It is expected for men to have the experience.
It is.
But I don't think that men should hide their experience. I think if you, before your relationship take off, I think you should have conversations.
Yes.
Because stuff come up later.
Yes.
And that's all I'm saying.
Yes.
But... yeah, so that was it. So I don't want to keep it going.
That's right. We could have kept it going. I actually shut all of my
your thoughts
down so we could cap it. Because you know how we like to play off each other. Mm. But it's all good.
So thank you all.
Thank y'all so much for
joining
us
tonight.
We really do appreciate all the love.
I really do appreciate it.
But check this out. We always going to be doing these on the weekend, either Saturday at 8 o'clock, or if we can't catch a Saturday, we definitely be doing it Sunday afternoon. We'll let you guys know. But I wanted to let you guys know, on top of us doing this conversation on the weekends, live for you guys to chime in and comment, we interact and engage, we just started our YouTube
page.
Still named the same thing, the Love Life Legacy Podcast.
Yep.
And what we're gonna be doing is posting different videos of either continuing the conversations that we had on live, or just random sidebar conversations. Me and Eva talk so much about any and everything, and we decided to make available all the conversations from our perspective that has to deal with the conversations that we had on live or doesn't. But we're going to be posting those, and they're going to be shorter clips, something you can tune in anywhere between 5 to 10 minutes, so you can get a little bit more of us, a little more piece of our perspective,
a little entertainment,
and a little more entertainment. You feel me? So be sure to go to YouTube, look up the Love Life Legacy Podcast, make sure you subscribe so you can be notified when we post new videos.
Yes.
And continue to continue to enjoy.
Yes.
Continue to tune in, and please share.
And if
share.
You have topics that you want to hear us discuss, just let
yes.
us know.
Please let us know. Mm-hmm. By either going to our Facebook page, the Love Life Legacy Podcast, or you can
send a text,
send
a message, however.
If y'all have our contact, to send us a text message. Or you can hit us up at our email at legacy082787@gmail.com. Again, that's legacy082787@gmail.com. Contact us with your feedback or questions or topics that you want us to discuss, and we will make sure that we do our best to get those in.
Yes.
But for the meantime, this has been great.
Uh-huh.
We appreciate you guys.
Yep.
And thank you for tuning in to the Love Life Legacy Podcast. Hey, Love Life Legacy Podcast. It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
All right, peace out, y'all.
See y'all.
Peace easy.